Mic check. Right now, the microphone is yelling? Closer to me. This is how I'm speaking.
Okay.
You let me be.
Whoa.
And now this is how I'm speaking with the mic a little further away. I'm trying to do a test.
I'm leaning in.
Producer Harry is in mode.
Wow.
No disrespect.
I thought I was executive producer.
Did I say executive producer mode, or I just said Harry?
Damn it, man.
Hey, y'all, nigga, this is the fucking podcast. Whatever, bro. Just do your fucking job and fucking live life. All right, y'all? We out.
Thanks, y'all. On that note, Los Is Los Podcast, available on many platforms. I'm your host, Carlos Reyes, back with Dean in the building. I thought I had hit record about 7 minutes ago. We are getting into what we were just talking about. So many things, man. Oh, in that 7 minute, I could recap everything we mentioned. Ready? Let's go. We're definitely talking about the fact that there was protesting downtown with Palestinian, you know, the Israeli, what have you, and how cool that was. And just to see like people, and there was at least 300 people there. I didn't go to it. I actually went to the taqueria around the corner.
I was discussing two philosophies I had.
And you had two philosophies.
You were upset about protesting in the streets or the highways.
Because yes.
Of the delays, traffic delays.
And those are the oil protesters usually that block the highways. Like, why would you block
it's
the
Black
roads?
Lives Matter. It's a lot of groups.
That's true too. Because I remember that, yeah.
Because the idea, and this is again what I was saying, prior to me having my daughter, the philosophy is we protesting needs to be inconvenient. Like, we need to inconvene the people that aren't protesting. Because
gotcha.
How else, you know what I'm saying? When I just post something, I'm just an internet warrior, a keyboard
gotcha.
Warrior.
Gotcha.
That isn't doing anything. All gotcha. That does is cause division.
Now, gotcha.
Now that I have Ivy, I will run through anybody I have to if I have to get to the hospital because my daughter is sick or whatever reason and there's a protest I didn't know was happening and this street is, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm driving through anybody I need to drive through to
gotcha.
Get my daughter. It's that simple.
Yeah. And I was just mentioning that there's a long list of reasons why everyone's in a rush. People got to, you know, you can stop someone's business.
Yeah.
People have emerged. Imagine you got to take a nasty explosive diarrhea. Caca. That's not nice.
I'm not going to kill someone for that. I'm talking about if my daughter is in a life-threatening situation.
No, absolutely.
She needs
to
get to the emergency room.
Can I be silly?
You can. I just want to make it clear that I'm all for the inconvenient, you know, people. Like, getting to work, da-da-da. Well, guess what? That's how society needs to wake up.
Deanie walked in this building with, what kind of blue would you say that is? Because it's not like a baby blue. It's like if baby blue had a father, it would be...
I would say this is baby blue.
Like a sky blue.
That's what I would say about this color. Not
okay.
This color, but this color.
Yeah, like that color is giving royal. Me like royal blue.
It's royal. Electric or cobalt.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I would say cobalt.
Cobalt.
Yeah, you got the nice cobalt outfit on. You know what I'm saying? You came dressed to impress today.
I came with it.
With the Basquiat hat. Right. Listen, we've been away for a while. It's been a while, bro. It's been over a month since our last episode. I want to give a big shout out to the first lady of the lounge, Jasmine.
What up, Jazzy Jazz?
You know what I mean? All right, let's get right into it, man. Lots happened in a month.
Too much. Can
lots
I say
happened.
That? Do you feel that time is just like fake? Time is fake.
Not when you're aging.
Well, no, that's what that is kind of what I'm getting at, is that why, for whatever reason, a week goes by like in 7 minutes now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
it's very
time just feels fake.
Illusory? Like illusionary or just
elusive.
Elusive. Yeah, there you go.
Time is elusive.
Oh, the elusive chanteuse, Mariah Carey.
Time is omatic, keeps static like wool fabric.
See what I'm saying?
And, yeah,
Nas
know.
And Mariah.
Me?
You know what I mean?
Me?
Okay. Sure, Busta canceled his tour.
Yeah. Bro, what were you thinking? Think you can headline a tour? Busta ain't headlining no tour.
Oh, was it because of the poor sales?
Yeah. Nobody was buying to go see that fucking blockbuster tour.
Really?
Yeah. He called his album the fucking blockbuster. What are you doing?
Yeah, the album was terrible.
Terrible. Awful. Awful. I think he sold like 800 units.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. I think it was more like maybe like 7,000.
Okay.
Might
still
as well be 800.
Yeah,
you're bus a bus. Like.
And the last album was really, really good.
It was... No, it was surprising. Like, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Right? Like, Busta did that.
Absolutely.
I believe that, yeah.
It was a great way to end 2020.
He was on his hip-hop shit, that album. Like, it was very... Absolutely. It was very,
he
like,
had,
you know,
ODB. Yeah. It was very Tetris, that beat.
He knows how to balance.
And it was, you know, let Busta talk. The way he narrated that album, and just Chris Rock was on it, and
yeah.
What's your feeling on? We do hope you're enjoying the show. We have so many different topics and a variety, a plethora of topics on today's episode, including just everything that's going on in the comedy game, our perspective. Cat Williams is supposed to be doing a live Netflix special, which, by the way, I got rid of my Netflix many moons ago.
Oh,
yeah, I'm only on the Amazon Primer.
You use Homeboys? I know you use Homeboys something, YouTube Red or...
YouTube Red, I still have that. Okay. I'll always have that. And then I have YouTube TV.
Damn.
The situation.
Yeah.
So,
yep. But Netflix, you back on it?
Nah, I'm all set. Because what's the point? I never sit and really watch things like that. And when I do, I'm a one-trick pony. I have like a certain five shows that I like to watch over and over.
Content was shitty anyway the past few years.
I don't know. I like to watch movies with people, though. Unless like I'm really in the mood for it, yeah, I will. But I like to watch movies with people, so like I don't know. It's just more fun. I just can't sit still, I guess. In any case, that's besides the point. And just what's up with everybody, man? And the tensions. The world's going to... We're living in our last days, bro.
Let me say this. It's hard for me to sit down and do a whole movie these days. Like, I don't know if it's just... The attention span is getting worse because of the phone and the immediate answers that I can have now at my fingertips.
You still fucking heavy with Twitter?
Heavy, I guess. I mean, not really heavy in the sense of like I'm posting and all that type of shit.
Sure.
Scrolling, yes.
Yeah, we're all guilty of the scroll.
Yeah, I'm scrolling.
The scroll.
I'm scrolling.
So you're a scroller?
Yeah, doom scroller.
Say you scroll.
There's a term for it, doom scroller.
Ah, going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
C'est la vie, c'est ce que toi? I want to give a big shout out to your wife and your daughter.
Always. Vie and I.
You know what I mean? And to that Basquiat hat that you have on top of your...
Basquiat. You feel me?
Anyways, Madonna. Cardi B joined Madonna on the Celebration Tour. Thought you should know that since you like Cardi.
I do like Cardi.
She was the guest as in the Vogue section. She was looking thick and injected. Man.
She's fine.
Like all the girls.
It looks good on her. It did look very good.
And her outfit was perfect. And she had the blonde wig too. Yeah, so, yeah.
She rocks a wig better than most.
Yeah.
She rocks a wig better than most.
Janet started her tour. Janet's on her Together Again tour.
You seeing her in Hartford?
Nah, because it's the same show.
Oh.
So it's the same show, same costumes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, sis, I did this last year and I had a great time and I was drunk.
Oh, she's trying to make that money.
And,
might as well, run it back.
And
run
you
it back.
Ran your prices up double and I've got to run to the fucking fifth row.
You got to see it for half the price of what?
Bro, I paid like $150. And I got the seat. And I did this about weeks before it came, literally a few weeks before because Lindsay hit me up and I got the seat next to Lindsay. Thank God. And we didn't even sit in the seats because we were out in the... You saw the videos. You can check that video out, my Janet documentary.
Yeah, you sent me a few.
Yeah. It's on the YouTube channel, in case anybody's wondering. I was iffing. You know, I was rhythm nationing. And I ran to the front, you know, front 5 to 7 rows towards the end.
Favorite Janet album. We say this all the time. I just want to get a reminder.
Let's get into it.
Get deep into it. I just, you know.
Let's get right into it. Janet Jackson?
Yeah. What's your... I think for me it's Janet.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
There's something about that album, dog.
Yeah.
Something about that album, man.
Yeah.
Album cover.
Like you don't skip a song.
Nothing.
Yeah, at all.
And I've done that for that Velvet Rope. I've done that for even with Rhythm Nation. I skip a few. I don't listen to all that shit. Like.
Yeah. See, that's the thing too, because I always feel like Janet is better than Michael Jackson, Bad and Dangerous.
Yes. So, yeah.
So would you say
a kid, no, just because Dangerous was my album, but as an adult,
and that's a great album.
As
too.
An adult,
I'll take Dangerous over Bad. I'm sorry about.
Yeah, me too. Oh, me too. Ugh, Bad is. I don't listen to Bad. Even
is it because the music's not relatable now that we're adults?
Nah,
because there's timeless
just leave
music.
Me alone. I play all the time.
Yeah, that's a sick track.
I play that all the time. That and Dirty Diana. I just can't
stop loving you. Ooh.
Oh, Dirty Diana is bad. What am I talking about?
I just can't stop. Nah, Dirty Diana.
Oh, bad. It is.
Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
So Dirty Diana meets Black Cat. Black Cat. Nice. They're both giving. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, brother and sister.
And they were close at that time. They were close. That was when they were getting into their bag.
Yeah, because the Rhythm Nation choreography, she got off of him with permission from him, as he has stated.
Imagine being Michael and owning 90% of the music industry's masters.
Well, that's why him and Prince, you know.
Why, they're not here?
Probably.
I think so.
You know?
You hear about Boeing?
Who?
Boeing the plane and the dude that committed suicide?
Jeez.
He said, and the people just found his note saying, hey, if I die... And then this week or whatever, real soon, I promise you, I did not kill myself.
Oh.
And the reports are saying they found him in a Target parking lot, that he killed himself. He didn't kill himself. He had to go give his second testimony against Boeing. He's a whistleblower. So
they offed him.
They offed him.
Why wasn't he walking with security then or something? Like,
maybe he was.
Or maybe he was. Or maybe, I don't know. Or maybe security was part of the offing. I don't know. Wow. How scandalous the world has become.
It gets scary.
Bro, the world is scary right now. That's why it's time to put the cell phones down. And just like the world, the internet has shown just the debauchery that is happening. And I feel like and this is coming from a gay man. I feel like America is becoming fucking Sodom and what do you say? Yeah, thank you.
Sodomy? Well, are you bringing up sodomy?
Well, if anybody could tell you about sodomy.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's just in terms of just the damn man. We're just so far from Christ, all of us, and from just the source.
Oh, you must really like Candace, because that's all she be about.
It's not about Candace. It's about Christ.
No. I know, man. I'm talking about your love for Candace.
Let's get into Candace and Joe Budden, bro. You watched it?
I watched some of it.
Okay,
I watched some of it.
So just give
it dropped
me
yesterday. Job yesterday.
I gotta watch it. So, all right. I know.
I watched half.
Yeah.
I watched half.
Too crazy.
Joe is not a good.
Two crazies talking.
Yeah, but Joe, nah. I mean, Candace kind of mopped the floor with him.
I'm not surprised.
Joe just doesn't know how to debate. Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't have the education, you know. Not that she does, but she has at least in the world, because I believe she still doesn't have a bachelor's at all. She doesn't even have a...
Yeah, but education sometimes... But I understand what you're saying. So what are you saying?
Facts, I'm talking about for what they're talking about. They're talking about? Yeah, that's shit that... You know, this is my problem with all the people that were hating on... Like, when you hate on a scientist. Like, how many people you know, like Selena, you know... Oh, we could edit that, but...
The singer. I miss her. Rest in peace.
Holla. Go. They will prop up something, but they don't have any data to back. They don't have
they're not bringing the meat to the bone. Yeah,
you need the education to.
So
really
do you
be
think
able
he's speaking more from the heart and the emotional aspect? Like, remember how I told you? I feel like when we talk a lot too, sometimes, and not because I often feel less educated, but to me, you're smart as a book. So sometimes I bring the emotional part of the conversation, and then you bring of a topic. And then
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Or am I going off?
No, I see what you're saying.
Okay. But you can say that. Who brought the meat?
Candace, even though it wasn't all like accurate, it was just enough. It was just entertaining enough to see her like go at him kind of.
But when you see, when you show me the clip, there was something about he was like, do you just hate every celebrity or whatever, like the twerkers? And then she was like, I just don't want to, I don't know why we have to be force fed this. And then
She gets into that in the interview.
I kind of agree with some of that too. Yeah. Like with certain things.
Joe did too.
Like, yeah.
Joe did too. I think I'm pretty sure Joe did. Cause she got into Lizzo and Lizzo twerking at the Lakers game.
Okay. So if you were sitting there with Ivy and your wife and Lizzo popped up in the row in front of y'all, how would you feel now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now, if it's just you and Vicky, though, there, and Ivy's at,
I'm
you know.
Cool just, with it.
Y'all
but
like,
I'm not with my kid.
Exactly.
This is a family
Damn
function.
Damn it, man. Who are we?
An NBA game is a family function.
No, I agree. There's no time for that. That's like Kanye parading his wife around naked, vagina out.
In public. That's weird.
Titties out. Titties and hips for the book, you know. And
she's
there is no book
for the moment. She's his muse.
Yeah, man, she's a slave for the moment. I mean, what happened to, you know, Sunday service and all that?
I don't know if he was completely. honest then.
Listen, beware of false prophets. Matthew 17:21, I believe.
J. Cole, I wish I had the date he dropped that song. He has a song called False Prophets, dissing Kanye the whole time.
Oh, is that what's going on?
It's called False Prophets. He's just dissing Kanye.
Okay. Let's get right into it, man. You've been watching The Brilliant Idiots?
No, but...
these last several episodes have been killing it.
Harry's been good.
Yeah, it's been incredible. Schultz, man, and Charlamagne on fire, bro.
Punch, yeah.
I know you're not a big Schultz fan, but
not really. But I can still enjoy the show.
The show. And even just
I'm not even a huge Charlamagne fan per se,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
I just it's entertaining.
But together
enough.
It works.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
And even their co people, yeah.
They were early with the I'm a black dude. Oh, I'm a white dude. Like, you know, I'm from the South. He's from New York. Like they were early
that's
with
like
that
a
kind 12
year
of...
show almost. Yeah.
What was first? No, that was first. I mean, One Ep was first.
Who?
One Ep. Okay. Pete Rosenberg and
You watching that Vlad on Drink Champs?
I watched half of it.
You did.
I watched half of it. I stopped when they started getting around.
That's
two
3 hours and 45 minutes.
No, I watched half.
Was there a lot of tea spilled? So yeah. I need to sit and listen to the white boy talk. Because the tea is good.
I skip around because it got boring.
Yeah, you got to get to what
it
you
got
want.
Boring.
Get to what you need. Okay.
Yeah, I do that with all the podcasts.
You have
I
to.
I love that 15 seconds button or 30 second button.
Yeah,
I can just keep going.
You have to. I don't blame if somebody's skipping through right now. How dare you, though?
You feel me?
How dare you? By the way, I do want to get into the Wendy Williams documentary.
You do.
We haven't spoken about that since that aired. That aired on February 24, 25th. Let's
get
right into it.
We did, but not on the pod.
Right, but now that it actually aired.
Oh, we didn't
yeah,
hear
we
at the
had,
time we
nah,
spoke?
We were just talking about it. It was coming
okay,
up.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah.
Broke my heart. Have you watched any of it?
No, but I feel like we had this conversation. Are you sure this?
I promise you.
You said that you cried through a lot of it.
Did I really?
Yeah, you told me you cried through a lot of it.
I don't know if I cried through a lot of it, but I cried like after the fact. I was like, damn. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry.
No,
free Wendy Williams, man.
You ain't shit.
Get back her, get her back with her family and healthy and. Cause...
Tell me about her son and.
Okay,
and
so maybe we talked about
financial...
that, or maybe I. Okay, well, maybe we talked about it because our last episode was February 12th. It
I said
aired...
maybe not the pod.
Okay, but in general,
I said maybe we spoke about it. But maybe
I'm sorry. I want to apologize.
Yeah,
to
nah, you need to relax.
You know what I'm saying? It's all right. You know, wow. So listen, this is what's going on. I want to give a big up to Jennifer Lewis, the actress. I know she'll never hear this, but I actually got to meet her September of 2022. And I just recently saw the ABC News with Robin Roberts about her going on vacation to Africa and being injured badly, falling 10 feet from her. I guess there was like an open... from the hotel room, which opens up into an infinity pool, but there's an area and it's pitch black in the Serengeti. There's no light. So when she was walking, she didn't know that she was going to fall 10 feet because nothing blocks it off and nothing tells you, be caution. Don't step out this far. And bam, 10 feet down on the ground, hard on rocks and stones. And being 63, she's 65 now, if I'm not mistaken, you know, that's, it was game changing for her. She said she thought she was going to die. And she just 10 feet away, there was buffalo and the migrations happening because it's in the middle of the night in the Serengeti. And they couldn't even fly her out because there's no helicopters that can land due to the law because of the migration happening at night. They want to protect the animals. So they flew her to the Nairobi hospital afterwards where they performed surgery. She was in intensive care and didn't know she was going to make it. It's just crazy. And it's wow. Anyways, I say all that to say she spent the next several weeks, not weeks, months and months and months recovering and getting back to healthy and whatnot. But if you get a chance, watch that. It's the mother of Black Hollywood, Jennifer Lewis. And don't forget to get her books as well. And you can actually see our interaction on my YouTube channel. Hey, don't forget to check out the Los's Lounge Instagram, Los's_Lounge_podcast. And please hit follow. Don't forget to tell your friends about it. I do apologize. We have been taking our sweet time with this season 3. A big shout out to Jasmine. All right. Next up, I've been telling Harry, hey, by the way, it's 420. Okay. That's the inner 16-year-old in me. Let's get right into it. So Claudia Jordan, big up to Claudia Jordan, who is my Instagram homie. A big up to Claudia Jordan. Listen, she had posted recently about the plastic waste that's going on in Bali. And so that's just one section of the world. Imagine like the entire planet in general.
You hear what I just said?
No.
Oh, I said that. I said shit, the world.
The world, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, fly picture.
And it made me think of doing a little bit of more investigation. And upon my investigation.
What'd you find?
Well, you know plastic's a bitch. Coming back to haunt us. We consume it in our bodies.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
No, seriously speaking, though, I don't know, Harry. I was looking and, you know, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find the information. Well, first of all, ooh, that was like a halfway snort. If you check out Alliance to End Plastic Waste, they're really involved in eradicating plastic in the oceans and what have you, and the proper usage of recycling and making great products out of these things for different countries, not just, you know, the particular place which I'm about to speak of. So right now they've got this pretty intense project called Project Stop Jembrana. Jembrana is and Negara, Bali. This is all in Indonesia. So it's pretty much their mission to end plastic waste out there. But the statistics are crazy, bro. Like, you know, there's 160,000 residents in Jembrana and Negara, empowering the local community to collect, sort, and sell their own waste. This initiative, in partnership with Project Stop, provides a self-sufficient system, which not only provides around 100 jobs, but will also prevent 2,200 tons of plastic waste from leaking into the environment every year. And they collect and process a total of 18,000 tons of waste every year. Now, Jembrana's residents have limited access to formal waste management. Damn. Can you imagine?
Damn.
Yeah. While organic waste can be composited in local gardens or fields, plastic waste is harder to dispose of by individuals and is often illegally dumped, buried, or burned. This drastically increases the risk of plastic waste leaking into Jembrana's natural environments and ultimately into the oceans. So imagine that in their region of the country. Also, right now in Bali, as of last year, you know, they have collected more than 40,000 tons or 80,000 pounds of trash. And that's just from their bay, Bali's Jembaran Bay. My apologies, I'm stuttering here on my reading. But just the statistics are crazy. So just imagine on the rest of the world. Not Indonesia, Jakarta. Jakarta is sinking.
Oh, it's sinking.
Sinking. And just even over there, like, it's just bad. Like, Jakarta, but Jakarta, the land, Jakarta? Wherever. Jakarta, if I'm not mistaken, is in India. Or, you know, Siri, look up Jakarta. But their land is sinking. Naturally. And so I think we spoke about that before, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I didn't look this up, but I remember watching an article about it. So I say all that to say, like, just, anyways, going back to the plastic waste. Damn it, man.
Yeah, so when I went to DR, we stayed in Campo Verde.
Okay.
And all of the streams, all of them lost until we got a little further out. But most of the streams were just filled with dirt.
No.
And, I mean, I'm sorry, filled with trash.
No.
All types of trash, bro.
Yeah, it pisses me off when I throw trash out here in the dumpster and I see trash out that hasn't been cleaned up. That's like, you know, right down the grass and stuff, like the visual eyesore of it all and just like the laziness of it all. But
it's crazy. And it's of course the blackest folk and the poorest folk all here.
All right. Well, listen, Women's History Month.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. Big shout out to all women. You know what? Cheers to all women.
Cheers, all women.
How we feel about that, man? You celebrating your wife and your daughter?
I wasn't celebrating it, but it's weird. Being a dad to a toddler, again, your sense of time, it just feels fake.
Well, Time Wasn't Fake for Susan B. Anthony, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Amelia Earhart, Maya Angelou.
Ruth was anti-black.
Here we go. Eleanor Roosevelt, Malala Yousafzai, Margaret Thatcher, Rosa Parks, Sally Ride, Sojourner Truth, Clara Barton, Harriet Tubman, Joan of Arc, Kamala Harris, Louisa May Alcott.
Why are we propping up these people?
Excuse me, Bill, but Joan of Arc. Do we want to get into it?
No, I've already got into it. Years of fucking school about her. Like, why do I know more about her than Sojourner Truth?
Carmelita Torres?
I know about her more than Carmelita Torres. I know about her more than, not Angel, Maya Angelou. She's a big part.
Never mind. Go.
But like, our history classes prop
yeah,
up.
Yeah, bro,
these
speak
women
on it. Go. Or just up. History in general.
Yeah, history in general, but you know, we're talking about women. But yeah, history in general pop up people that we have a whole lesson on. Takes up a whole semester.
Look, when you're in school, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Bitch, I want to talk about the Alabama shit at the bra.
Okay.
And the, okay, come on. which, by the way, I saw a clip the other day, not to take away from your point, of another fight that happened publicly, but they were using chairs again. And I thought, well, all right, we'll take a chair over a gunshot. Or a stabbing. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with a good old-fashioned chair.
A little WWE?
A little WWF.
Right.
If I will.
Nitro, a little Nitro.
A little WWE Raw, Sunday Night Heat.
A little Monday Night Raw.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
Monday Night Raw.
It's a little SmackDown.
Do you remember?
Thursday SmackDown?
10 o'clock, Monday nights. Jeez.
Rey Mysterio is still my favorite. Like, still, I mean, I don't watch wrestling now, but he was always my G back in the day.
Okay. Well, The Undertaker. Mark.
That was your guy?
Oh, forever and always.
It was always Stone Cold.
And him as well.
I like Stone Cold. I liked...
HBK.
Sweet Kick. Who did the Sweet Kick?
HBK, Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, I love Heartbreak Kid. No, but the Sweet... he was down with Degeneration X.
HBK.
No, I'm not. It's not him. Is it him? No. It's
him.
No. Oh, it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
My bad.
It hits
thank
you with
thank
that
you.
Kick, that ninja
when,
kick.
When you know what happened when you said that? You know who I thought of? Bret Hart, for some reason.
He was a great wrestler.
The man. How you feel about Razor Ramon? Scott Hall?
I appreciate him. Rest in peace. A lot of these guys.
Yep.
Owen Hart passed away on a pay-per-view.
Owen Hart. I remember
1996.
That.
Yeah,
he
fell.
I remember that.
My sister and I went to many of those. Is this what we're doing, the WWF? Let's get into it. I remember Leslie and I always going to see them when they came to Springfield. And the great thing is they would do a Monday Night Raw in Springfield or a Sunday Night SmackDown
they did.
Or a pay-per-view. They would be like an In Your House. And we used to always get ringside seats. My father took me. And Jamar, Tamisha, nice cousin. I was raised with my secondary household. He took Jamar and I remember we had ringside seats. This is when that happened when I was in high school. The Rock had just came out. So he was doing his thing. No more than a year, he was already out.
Oh, wow.
Because he wrestled that night. Bro. And even when there wasn't a pay-per-view, they would hang like a big lantern type of light. It was this whimsy light. But it was just fun to be there and just see the matches and just, oh, man. And as long as The Undertaker was always coming, I was happy because once those lights went off.
Him and Kane.
Oh, my God.
That was a great saga. Him and Kane, the brothers. And then when Kane took off his mask, I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah. You know, they have a great podcast episode. You got to check out some of the podcast episodes with them and Stone Cold. But they linked up with hardcore fan collectors to find like their old mask and stuff like that. And Kane couldn't find his first mask for a long time.
Someone has it.
And then they ended up finding like somebody that like whatever that type of organization is, not even organization, whatever type of person that is that does that, that finds rare objects and stuff. They were ended up finding it eventually. Maybe not the first one from a second match, I think it was. Anyways,
or
I think
Mankind,
Mick Foley, yo, those cage matches, even cage matches with Shawn Michaels, yo. Yo, The Undertaker put it to them.
Shawn Michaels, that's his name.
Shawn Michaels. We're going to get right back to it here at Los's Lounge. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
Damn it, man. The WWF. Oh, please.
Nostalgia.
Come on now at the lounge. Mature. Yeah. You are so immature.
I am.
All right. It was just... All right. Let's get back to the show. All right, brother. 2024. Something that you mentioned was the election. And as... Yeah. All right, American citizens, get ready for round two. Which grandpa do you want?
Yeah, that's so the reason why I brought it up.
Illegal grandpa or grandpa that we don't even know if grandpa knows that he's grandpa?
Yeah, go. Someone said it. Someone put it nicely. Someone said you're either choosing the guy that forgets or like the guy that doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they said it way more eloquently than that, but
I'm sure.
It was pretty much, you know, sum it up, long story short. You know, the guy that forgets or the guy that doesn't care. No.
I want this one to read.
Yeah, that one's felt better. It looked better, felt better. Yeah.
Did you want a sample?
No. I got a little sample.
All right, I'm going to dip and fall back.
When I need it, for sure. When I need it, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean? Because there'll be times.
So let's take it in case there's a time.
No.
There might be a time.
Not sure. We're talking about that reefer.
Well, no, and I'm sick of seeing dispensaries on every corner like a fucking McDonald's now at this point.
But that's why they're going under.
Speak on it, brother, before we get to the election.
Yeah,
put a pin on the election. Go.
A lot of them are going under. So I just read a report saying like one in some crazy number. I ain't going to make it up. But it was one in something are just like closing within like a year.
Okay.
You know, essentially.
Did they state who the high performers are?
No, I don't remember them saying that.
Okay.
Not at all. They didn't. They just were more so just speaking about the motherfuckers that are closing shop.
Like, do you see a oh?
Yeah, that after a few years are closing.
You think theories on there? Because I couldn't see. I don't think so.
They just opened a new location. You wouldn't open a new location, I guess, right?
This is true too. As okay, go.
They opened one. It's like an hour away.
And yeah. Dazed as well.
They opened a new spot?
I think in Munson.
Oh, okay. Damn, Munson. When's the last time you heard of Munson? My first girlfriend.
The last time I was out there around that way was when I used to chill with Christine Wesson. Shout out to Christine Wesson, who I love, her and Seth, who live in Hamden.
Oh, that's right there.
Yes.
Not right there, but yeah.
But along the way.
Yeah.
Well, I know exactly what you mean. So shout out to Christine Wesson. Love you forever. And let's get right into it. Yeah, man, Biden, Trump. Now let's get right into you had like two theories going on
I had a theory. I had one theory, but yeah. So my theory is essentially, I mean, we see Joe. Everyone sees Joe. We all know.
Does Joe see Joe?
Right. We all know that Joe may not be around much longer.
Neither one of them, though.
Yeah, neither one of them. They're both old as shit. Don't get me wrong. But I'm speaking more so to Joe because of the theory.
Go.
So I think Kamala will be the first female woman, you know, whatever. Black woman specifically president. I think within a 2-year span, we're going to see Kamala as the president. She's next in line. Something's going to happen to Biden, and Kamala's going to take
thought about over. That, too.
And then she's going to run again. She's going to do whatever. And, you know, 4 years from now, we're going to see Kamala running. What's crazy is I think if Michelle Obama ran, she'd win in a heartbeat. She's the Oprah of it all. Like, she got white females that love her.
Best-selling memoir of all time.
Really?
I believe so. Her Becoming?
That's interesting. I gotta read more about that. That's crazy.
Yep, I'm gonna why
you all time?
Yeah.
God damn.
Siri, what's the best-selling memoir of all time?
Here's what I found.
All right. According to our friends at headhousebooks.com, best-selling memoir, all right. Well, it doesn't give you a specific list, but Becoming was at the top of the list. But that's just one source. We're not going to really dive into all that. But anyways, if I'm not mistaken, it did become
the best-selling. That makes sense. That's exactly what I'm speaking to. Yeah. If she ran, she'd win, and that makes sense. She has the best-selling memoir. She's smarter than her husband. She's she's more educated than him by far. I can't say she's accomplished more just because my man became the president, but she would be way more suited to be a president than anyone in the field.
And command respect worldwide.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
You know,
because the way it's not even command, the way she gets it here in the States
and abroad.
This is true too.
Now, granted, a lot of people, we've seen a lot of, read a lot of stories, seen a lot of things about racist attacks towards her. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there isn't hatred for her.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, the colonization of it all. We can go way back. Way, way back. Which, by the way, I found this kind of funny. I was like looking at this online, bro. And it was talking about like the unhappiest place in the world right now. I think number two was the UK. I don't know what number one was, nor do I care. But my point in bringing this up is that's their karma for all this colonization. How dare they? How dare they all? Off with their heads.
It's also rainy 90% of the time.
This is true too, which is probably why a lot of them like have, you know, you know, they used to at one point have something like almost stuck up their ass.
That's that whole stick.
I can't stand bro, I was just watching this clip of Sharon Osbourne like talking shit about Adele.
And she's disgusting.
She's like, oh, she's just doing this way too British thing, and that's not really how you, and I was just like, yo,
she's
the melted plastic of it all. Like, get the fuck out of here. And why is Jennifer Lopez looking like Janice Dickinson?
Yeah, what is going on? She's getting hate. She's getting mad hated for like. She
Are you checking for J-Lo in 2024 in a concert?
No, nah, but right. She had to cancel mad shows.
Are you checking for Justin Timberlake?
Absolutely not. Great question, though. Great question. I am not.
Personally, I'm not either.
Give me my Future Sex Love Songs. And
all day.
Give me my Justified.
And I'll take Future Sex Love Songs. Over.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, you know what? Michael didn't want Justified.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, Pharrell is another one. He's a Zionist that I lost a lot of respect for.
Oh, man. Pharrell's another one. So we're doing this now with our guys. I know where your heart is. I know.
Well, it's bigger than music, but I'm just speaking about.
I know.
But if we're getting into the music, though, it's
well,
great
if you're
that he
appreciate
got humbled.
My growth.
Michael's a king.
I'll appreciate your growth.
You feel me? Michael's a god. So it's just
excuse me, there's only one god. We're not doing that.
It's interesting.
Now you're going too far with your idolatry.
Right, now you're going too far with your idolatry. Are you kidding me?
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Okay. Look at us. Tomato, tomato. All
right, there you go.
And that's why this show works. I want to shake your hand. I love you, bro. Look at us evolve to different people. Look at us. Open your eyes when you look at me.
See? What we're not gonna be doing?
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
You feel me?
Put the beats back on. Oh, the beat's finished. All right,
bring the beat in.
Can I bring back while we finish this show that other house that I just had on?
Cheer.
Sean, is that you? Sean, did you make your Mr. Carter?
Hey, yo, B.
He's stupid. All right, let's get right into it. He's next. What did you say, you think?
Next for what?
And this all, you know, Me Too shit? Yeah, the fuck shit.
Some psychic said that. It was going around on Twitter. Some psychic was right in her prediction about Pete Diddy in this year. She gave a prediction like 10 years.
Because everyone's just throwing the book at him.
Yeah, it's
crazy. At Sean Combs.
He's a nasty motherfucker. But we'll see. You know, these are just, you know, we got
to
run.
If I would have known, I would have went to New York on my own like 10 years ago and just got a deal. And just, you know, because I would have been a silent motherfucker. You know, I would have been one of those ride or dies, but you better pay me.
Imagine how stupid Diddy felt when Cassie was probably like, yo, just give me like $5 million. You know what I mean? Like, you owe me that. Like, da-da-da. And he was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Go to court. Da-da-da. And she's like, okay. And now she got 30.
And I want the rights to all my shit. You know what I'm saying? You're not the loxing me.
No.
You know? In any case.
LOX.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Carter is next. Allegedly.
That's interesting. I will say that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because he has a few. I remember when he made that. He was dissing Rosario Dawson. He was dating Rosario Dawson. I wonder if she got stories.
I was just seeing the clip of Blue Cantrell talking about how she had a crush on him and she didn't give a fuck like if he was dating an R&B chick or whoever he was dating. Yeah. Like she still wanted to, like she would still give it to him. And then it cut to him naming his daughter Blue. Like, what the conspiracy theory is going on out here in these streets. No, dang. I don't have time for that, but
he's been doing his thing. Makes you, bro.
Makes you think, makes you wonder.
You know what's insane? Like, and I put Hov. I didn't put his name, but
see, we gotta stop calling him that. Hov.
Oh, J Hov. He's in my vows, which is crazy. Nas is my favorite rapper, but he's in my vows. But yeah.
I know. I
wasn't thinking about that.
Go ahead.
But in my vows, I just mentioned to Vicky that she. On my birthday, the year prior us getting married, she bought me tickets to a show in DC. It was a Jay-Z show, and it was a Jay-Z show on my birthday.
4 for 4?
Yeah. But he did a whole bunch of other shit, but yeah, it was a 4 for 4 tour. And I mentioned that in my vows. So it's crazy. Like,
did you go into it, Venus and Mars, right after that? No, nothing. Okay. You do?
Blueprint 3 is interesting.
Cassie's on that track. Speaking of Cassie, she's the one saying, "But Daddy go hard, Shorty got it in."
Daddy go hard. That's Puff Daddy. Like, what? Did he produce that shit?
I thought that was I thought the majority of that album was I mean, I could look it up right now.
Yeah, I want to know.
I thought that was Timbaland on the beat.
That does sound like Timbo. That makes sense.
But that's Cassie.
It doesn't sound like Diddy at all.
That's Cassie on.
Wow. Because Diddy produced all of American Gangster.
Did he really?
Pharrell and Diddy. Yeah.
Okay.
The Hitmen. Which is Pharrell's. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Diddy's team. But yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You know, Stevie J.
Yeah. A hot mess. Stevie J.
Oh yeah, but they said that wasn't him.
Okay,
well, it came out like the guy that.
Let's get into. I want to go back to politics real quick.
This song is fire. He's killing it.
So when it comes down to November 2024, you know.
I feel like not voting personally.
Nah, but see, we can't get into that because that's how, and then we don't know what the next 4 years are going to bring. Yeah. We can't play that. We can't play that card.
I feel it.
So every United States citizen should go out and vote. I don't care who you're voting for. Vote for a donkey if you have to.
Use your voice.
But go, because what we won't do is back down.
We live in Massachusetts. It's a Democratic. I don't need to vote. But yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, but there is no time to waste. No. That's what they want you to think.
Look at you.
I'm just saying.
Getting the civil liberties.
You know, right after Black History Month. Into Women's History Month.
I'm not mad.
Don't be mad. Listen, I want to segue right into Nicki and Donna. I didn't finish saying this earlier. Nicki and Donna were Madonna's backup singers from 87 to 2006. And so they've done songs, collaborated together, the harmonies and the blends and just the history. Anyways, they have stories for days. They're always doing podcasts together on people's podcasts. It's like they have stories for days. In any case, they've been on tour this year doing their thing together. And they're coming to Boston June 5th. I mean, I was going to buy the tickets right at the City Winery, which is a very big hall, if anything.
But I mean, for Nicki Minaj and Madonna, for sure.
Nicki and Donna, asshole. Jeez, back to square one. No pun intended to my job. I wanted to go, but I'm like, I'm tired of concerts right now. I'm concert out. And not only that, but like, I had a great spot. Like, I could sit right in the front. Like, it's the same spot I saw Reese at last year, where she signed that.
You like that?
Same venue.
Just turn it.
By all means. But I don't think it's that deep. I already saw the Queen this year. I don't know if I finished this conversation earlier, but yeah, turn it off, my brother. Turn it off. Anyways, I'm just saying. All right, Harry. When we come back, we are going to get into a wonderful game of true or false.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while.
Let's do it.
And I think the crowd needs it. I need it.
For sure.
Pause. And Breakfast Club, what you been thinking about? What are your thoughts?
The show.
Yeah.
I'm such a
Where are you at with the Breakfast Club, man?
I look for interviews, and the interviews have not been great.
Not lately. Absolutely not. I concur.
Okay. Because I'm. Yeah. That's why I fuck with.
Like the last party. Good one I got was the Erica Alexander. What was that? Erica Alexander, the actress. Phenomenal interview.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, you do.
My Let face. Me see her. My face.
Yeah, you do. Racine. The lawyer on a living that's single. Hard.
The lawyer on living single.
Oh, Erica Alexander.
Okay.
Chocolate beautiful sister. Yeah, actress. she was just at the Oscars recently.
She was probably being interviewed because of her new movie, which was great.
Okay, sure. Well, they amazing. Got into it deep in terms of history.
My favorite. It was. Let me tell you. Oh, so I'll watch it. Okay. Because especially if they get into the movie, bro, there's two movies in the past 10 years that are highly impactful in my life. It's Moonlight with Mahershala Ali.
Okay.
And it's this American Fiction.
Okay.
She was great.
You know, I was reading earlier in the back Eckhart Tolle, and I always go Tolle, maybe I'm saying it wrong. Toll. I'm sorry. So there is no other accent afterwards. All right. It's kind of like how we do Target, you know.
Not really, but yeah.
So. All right. Well, we used to.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly. Potato, potato.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to stop. And it was talking about how we really don't know ourselves. So I want to.
I saw the book. Saw it out.
You know what I'm saying?
I saw the book out.
So I'm on that part. Now, I've read this book inside out. I could tell you it inside out. Maybe I can't.
Don't you love those books that are just comfort food for you? It's like, oh, I read that one since I was 12. Like, I've been reading. That's how I feel about, I don't know if you care, but or if you ever
read. Whoa, wow. What if I do care and that was the wrong statement? I'm offended.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Don't cut me off again. I'm not done talking about Eckhart Tolle. All right. So, and he was saying.
It's Tolle.
I'm gonna give you that. He was saying we really don't know ourselves, and we think know ourselves. We identify ourselves. Like if somebody asks you, "Who are you?" I'm Carlos Reyes. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm Ada Ben's son. I'm a community health worker. I'm this. I'm that. Blah blah blah. But that's not really who we are.
Right.
I mean, it goes further into that. And he quotes Jesus, which I love. Okay. Oh, yeah, but you have to come back to Christ at some point. Come on, one.
It is Christ. JC.
All right. Okay, that's what we're not going to do.
Jesus Cristo.
Okay. Jesus in Brazil.
Look at that.
Come on now.
Get your Portuguese song. Who knew? Yo. I think it was Portuguese.
It's an educational episode.
Portuguese, okay.
But the Portuguese there is different from Portugal. There's differences.
Portobello.
Mozzarella. Mushrooms. We went from mushrooms to...
this is what you get when
Jeez, you took me off my track, bro. Come on, man. In any case, in stillness, really, and in the thoughts is how we can really just become who we are. Mm. Because what we are is a present being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's where the stillness comes in. Because we're present. Because if you're too worried about the future
being serious
or the
right
past,
now, or
yes. Okay. If you're too worried about the future or the past.
It wasn't so much about that. Let me just go back to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit you with it. It was on page 186. I remember that much. Come on now, memory.
Too grown and I have
unconscious people, and many remain unconscious, are trapped in their egos throughout their lives. We'll quickly tell you who they are, their name, their occupation, their personal history, the shape or state of their body, and whatever else they identify with. Others may appear to be more evolved because they think of themselves as an immortal soul or divine spirit. But do they really know themselves, or have they just added some spiritual sounding concepts to the content of their mind? Knowing yourself goes far deeper than the adoption of a set of ideas or beliefs. Spiritual ideas and beliefs may be at best helpful pointers, but in themselves they rarely have the power to dislodge the more firmly established core concepts of who you think you are, which are part of the conditioning of the human mind. Knowing yourself deeply has nothing to do with whatever ideas are floating around in your mind. Knowing yourself is being rooted in being instead of lost in your mind. And then it goes on to talk about who you think you are. Two snaps. it's a beautiful part of the book. If peace is really what you want, then you will choose peace. If peace mattered to you more than anything else, and if you truly knew yourself to be spirit rather than a little me, you would remain non-reactive and absolute alert when confronted with challenging people or situations. You would immediately accept the situation and thus become one with it rather than separate yourself from it. Then out of your alertness would come a response. Who you are, consciousness, not who you think you are, a small me, would be responding. And that's A New Earth, published back in 2000. Now it's Oprah's book club, and you can check out the series that they had back in 2008. Each chapter was devoted to an hour and a half on Skype at the time when Skype was the Zoom. But these are covering the chapters. You can go into it. I loved it. It changed my life at 26. We're talking about it now at 41. Go. What are your thoughts on any of that I just said?
My initial thoughts are, not saying this is Toll's intention or Oprah's book club, whatever, but I will say that hearing you say all that reminds me of something I've been wrestling with for a while, and that's the idea of the spiritual guru and whether they prey on the weak and prey on the vulnerable and how I'm just trying to think of, like, immediately what I went to was, how many volumes does Eckhart or does Toll have? Because I know he has a lot of books.
The Power of Now. A few.
That's the most, this one of the most popular ones. He has a few. And it made me think of all the spiritual gurus just
so
that I ate up when I was in a vulnerable time.
Okay.
When I felt better mentally, it wasn't something that I was, like, so into anymore.
So the credibility behind it all.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Oh, I guess
that's part of it. Yeah,
the because at the end of the day, I love that you said that, because as I was reading that earlier, I was thinking about, what I was thinking about earlier was, in reading this book, and I've read this many times, was we have the Bible, for instance, the book of all books. Why are you laughing? It's the truth.
The book of all books.
It was the gayness that came with
the
it.
Book of all books.
Right. Yes. I was extra. And it is our manual to life, isn't it, in a sense? And then there's other books off of it, because there's books that are missing from the Bible that are, you know, and we can go on from that, but it's kind of like
scrolls.
Everything we need to know is the word.
Yep.
Right. We've complex things. So why do we go to all these self-help books? At the end of the day, it all kind of goes back to, in a way of that, and there's certain messages that you get in those self-help books that are already in the book. Okay. What I really like about Eckhart is that he channels back to the Jesus quotes. I didn't read one in reading this to you, but he goes back to Jesus a lot and whatnot. And I love that because I again, let's keep it connected, you know. And it reminds me, you are not the originator of this message, but you're connected to something that is flowing through, which is what kind of, you know.
And so now, it sounds like for you, what's integral to the whole thing is a connective thread. For you, like, that's important to you, and you value that very high, is the connective thread of it all.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me when you were younger, how did you...
Just such... I can't even drop the F word because we're on air, but you are that.
Oh, good, my man. God.
When we come back, we're going to play a good old-fashioned game of... Truth or dare? Well, you know, the ultimate dare in life is to tell the truth.
Truth or truth is a real game.
That's a real dope, powerful statement. The ultimate dare in life is to tell the truth. Madonna.
Okay.
Promoting Truth or Dare. I think that was like on the VHS cover. The VHS cover. I swear.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Nostalgia.
You were a fan.
From beginning, and I want to say I've been connected to her source, her light, her art, from the beginning.
Yeah.
The idolatry of it all. I'm trying to disconnect, but I mean, you don't see posters. Idolatry?
Idolatry.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Look it up. You gotta have Siri say it.
I believe you.
Have Siri say it.
I believe the children of the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Those videos on Mike.
Oh, which ones?
The ones lately are the...
Are they with the old interview? Oh, go. Okay.
What's that song with everybody?
We Are the World. It?
Yes, the videos have been
where he gives them the side eye when they try... So are you just seeing that for the first time?
No, but okay. People are getting into the background of it. Like,
Well,
that's coming around.
Let's go. We'll get into true or false afterwards. But horrible. Now, you know why Madonna wasn't on it.
Uh-uh.
And Prince. You know why Prince wasn't on it.
But not Madonna.
So her, Nile Rodgers, who was there in the studio with them.
Was it Madonna in L.A. at the time, or was that Prince?
So this was...
this is right after the American
Music
Awards.
They didn't want Madonna because they didn't think Madonna sounded good. They didn't think she can sing.
But they had these motherfuckers on? Pat Benatar?
Now, Pat Benatar can blow.
No, but...
I've seen Pat Benatar live. Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, that's what I'm
And whoever the
I'm
white
sorry.
Woman next to her was, and the white gentleman, I don't even know who he was.
That's in the clip.
That's in the clip. Yeah. And Mike looks at them like, didn't we just rehearse this? And no... And why are they taking so many takes? You see? But they didn't want Madonna. So, when it came time to... and she was hurt about that. That bothered her. According to Nile Rodgers. You can look it up on YouTube.
This guy produced it, right?
Mike and Lionel Richie. Lionel told a different story. On whatever talk show he was. And then he got into the Prince, too. You know, Prince wanted to play his...
Yeah.
Because he's the one that said that story. That's how I heard it, through Lionel Richie. So when they did Live Aid in 85, they were going to perform We Are the World at the end of that. And Madonna was supposed to... They asked Madonna to stay, and she was like, nah, fuck that. Mm-hmm. If you didn't want me to be in the studio and be a part of the record, why am I going to stick around? So she went to Nile Rodgers' apartment and hung out with the girlfriend of Nile Rodgers at the time. Wow. That's where Nile Rodgers was. Yeah. So, and then Prince. So Prince and Madonna, and you would think. But then you see the clip, and you're like, yo, Madonna would have nailed it. It might not have been vocal perfection, but it would have been one or two takes. We're done. Let's go. Or just, it just sounded like shit. And then there's the clip that I love of Dionne Warwick being interviewed. And she was like, you were in this infamous, or not infamous, she was like, you were in We Are the World or whatever with Michael Jackson, blah, 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 this person, that person, that person, all the greats, and LaToya Jackson. So shading LaToya Jackson, because
wow.
We got to separate
oh,
the
wow.
bullshit.
Yeah, LaToya ain't nobody.
And so, exactly. And so Dionne Warwick just starts laughing her ass off, like, wow, the shade. Oh, man. Can we get into some truth or false? True or false? Last time you got like about... Four, I think it beat Jasmine's record.
It was 5 out of 5.
I'm not gonna give you that much credit.
It was 5 out of 5.
I'm not gonna stroke your ego.
Nope.
I'm not. We'll
you
be
haven't recorded.
I know.
I know, I'm telling you, like you can just check. I was 5 out of 5.
Ew.
No, it was probably 4 out of 5.
Alright. We'll be right back at the lounge. Berserk. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking horrible freestyle. Welcome back to Los's Lounge Podcast. I'm your host, Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los. Dini in the building, otherwise known as Harry. We are going to get into this true or false. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Harry! True or false? I haven't even clicked on the fucking thing yet. I'm sorry. You know what it is, Harold? It's the pressure.
Yeah, I was like 90% last time, so let's go.
Oh, shit. Here we go. The hummingbird egg is the world's smallest bird egg. True or false?
True.
That is true. That's one. Because on the flip side, ostriches lay the largest eggs.
100%.
Beautiful. 100%. Beautiful. When exiting a cave, bats always go in the direction of the wind. True or false?
False.
That is correct. Bats always turn
opposite.
Left out of a cave.
That's right.
All right. The Atlantic Ocean is the biggest ocean on Earth. True or false?
False. It's Pacific.
Congratulations. That is correct. And you're from California. You should know that. Alaska has the most active volcanoes of any state in the United States. True or false?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
No, Harry, it's a great one.
It's a great one, and I'm going to go false on that.
It's actually true.
Wow.
I'm going to go back to make sure that. Yeah, it is true. Has 141 potentially active volcanoes. Isn't that crazy? Insane. I would hate to live in Alaska. Jeez. You know what? You're a father. Let's get into it. Prince Eric and Ariel from The Little Mermaid have a daughter named Princess Song. Is this true or false?
True.
This is actually false, Harry.
Damn, I fucking totally
Ivy is
going to
be
that.
Upset at you. You know what? We're going to let you redeem yourself because Harry, ears of corn have an even number of rows. Is this true or false?
False.
This is actually true.
Fuck.
You know what, Harry? Let's move on. Some of the best TV shows on Earth. What's your top five TV shows of all time?
Top five.
We do this with hip hop.
We do.
Don't we do it?
We do.
Come on now. So, and won't he do it?
He will.
Go.
Top five, I'm throwing. I have to do this, another world's gonna hit me. Walking Dead.
No, I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
To a certain point.
It did a lot for me. I mean, those first like five seasons, like
maybe
to the governor,
first like Negan dragged it out. That Negan storyline dragged
was after
out.
Governor. That was after Governor. Governor was amazing.
Okay. Was amazing. Yeah, that was a great era.
The prison?
And the first half of the Negan.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my yeah. So, go. You still have four more. We're not sitting on this.
Four more. I'm gonna give you. I know you have yours loaded in, but I'm gonna give you Fresh Prince. Okay.
Yes.
Did a lot for me.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince was great.
Scoop.
I know we're not talking cartoons or nothing like that, but I'm gonna include it in there because it was a show and we didn't put parameters on it. I'm gonna go Batman animated series.
All right.
The original.
I accept it.
The original.
It's your answer.
It is mine.
You schooled me on that many seasons ago. Season one.
So that's three.
Go.
Four. I'm gonna go.
And the world was waiting for the answer.
I'm sorry. I know the world may hate me, maybe not. Seinfeld.
Fabulous.
That's four.
Fabulous. I love Seinfeld.
Seinfeld really was.
Genius.
And number five, my sister, it solidified Gabby's relationship with me. It solidified our relationship.
Oh, so we're getting sentimental.
No, I'm going to say it right now. It's That 70s Show. Eric Foreman, Hot Donna.
That's a curveball.
So, yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
Number five, that's Gabby and me.
All right.
Going through.
And in no particular order, The Real World, seasons 1 through 10.
Okay. I like that. And I expect it. I expect that.
The Cosby Show.
I expect that too.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Friends.
I thought you were going to say number one.
I'm not going in an order.
Okay.
See, you haven't heard numbers come out of my mouth.
Nope. I didn't go in order either, but yeah.
The coveted spot of like my fifth answer, but there was no order.
There was none.
All right. So Chance the Rapper, maybe?
Oh, the three hat?
yo, come on. Is this better
I'll
than
that?
Not for TV shows, but like who did I give you? Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And the last one, damn, it's hard because Martin was incredible.
Ooh, I'm surprised you.
But I love
that.
Seinfeld too.
Ooh.
But Will and Grace is my shit.
Ooh.
Will and Grace.
Okay.
And there's always a different world. And a different world was everything.
So I was going to say that as a joke, but you did bring it up. So I didn't even need to say it. Okay. I was going to say it like three turns ago. I was going to say, I bet you he's going to say different world.
You ever watch Mad About You with Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt?
A few episodes. Okay. It's not for me. I prefer King of Queens.
Look up the episode Giblets Forgot for Giblets. You're not going to remember this.
Never mind.
Giblets for Murray. It's the Thanksgiving episode. And let me just give you the quick synopsis and then we'll end this off. It's Thanksgiving. They're hosting. Both sides of the family are coming. The turkey ends up getting eaten by the dog. They live in a New York high rise or building, whatever. So now they're scrambling around to like, where the fuck are we gonna get a turkey last on Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving Day? So whatever. So as the family arrives and everybody, let's just say everybody's already in there, they're coming in and out sneaking turkeys in because the next replacement one, I don't know, something happened to it. So then they had to go back and get another one. And then they had to go back and get another one. It came to the point where at the end, the wife came in with the final turkey, right? And the families are not in the living room. So she's thinking, oh shit, the coast is clear. Meanwhile, the families are coming now from the kitchen into the living room, from the bedroom into the living room. She doesn't know what to do. She throws the turkey out the fucking window and they're in a fucking high rise. Like, she panics. It's fucking hilarious. I know it doesn't sound funny. I hate your look right now when I'm fucking, like, I'm virtually smacking you in my head. Like, I'm punching you, you know, and I'm running. Just because you got bigger muscles.
I mean, it's a little rude.
It's a fucking hysterical episode. It is rude, and I didn't mean to be, like, violent. Like, I know you're in a sensitive area right now, especially with everything that's going on in the world. I thought I was in a peaceful state when I started this episode, so I want to dial it back and say I'm sorry.
Dial it back.
I'm going to dial it back.
Self-dialing is hilarious.
The self-dialing.
Name of the episode, self-dialing.
Self-dialing. All right, listen. Self-dialing. Don't forget the Instagram page, losnounge_podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody who is still listening, and thank you for being patient. I want to thank you for still doing it with me.
We're going to come back again.
You know what I'm saying? No homo. And pause, because still doing it with me, and we're going to come back. And, well, you didn't help either. We're going to come back again. So I just came off of that homo part, and it was just like, it was just too much. It was too, all right. I am a proud gay man. I don't know if I'm proud, though. No, I'm not proud, because it goes against God's will.
You are trash.
Because we're all meant to...
You're a trash human.
I'm not. I'm just evolving, and I'm just rethinking my situation, litigation.
Okay. Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God.
As I said, as y'all heard in the beginning of this episode, y'all just go live life. Do your thing. Sorry for bringing the mic so close. Pause.
See? That was I want the vaginist, and you got that in here, and you're bringing... What's going on here?
It's the Basquiat.
It is the Basquiat. You know, Benito, he died of a drug overdose. Yes. He was addicted to heroin.
Yes.
You know, he splashed all the paintings that he gave to Madonna with black paint. And after she broke up with him, he took them back and then he splashed them. That way she couldn't keep them with black paint.
Oh, I'd love to see what they look like under.
It's too late.
I know. I'm saying I would.
Look, I know. Oh, whoa. Relax.
It's too late. Why'd your head turn to a fucking 180, bro?
Because I'm gay. All right, one word association before we go. You gays. Oh, wow. Time. Time. I'm going to hit you with three, but three good ones. Time.
Fleeting.
Migration.
Beginning.
I like it. Ending.
Cycle.
I'm gonna give you a bonus one. Childhood.
Nostalgia.
Go.
Electric.
Youth. Debbie Gibson. She's celebrating the 35-year anniversary of that album. I saw it on my Instagram. Electric Youth. And it makes me think of my aunt and Diddy Cindy, because we used to have house parties. She had the vinyl. Go.
Personality.
7 of them.
Multi. Speaking of multi, universe.
So much we don't know.
Bonus. Omnipotent.
I don't know that one. Potent, I know. But
it's like invincible.
Oh. That's funny you say it, because there's an Omnipoint theater or a arena in Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. This is a true story. Unless they've changed it. This was back in the 90s. Whatever. That's no cap, even though we're wearing caps. So what's the definition?
It's like invincible. God is on me.
Yeah, that was actually gonna be my answer. God.
Omnipresent.
Yeah, God. If it's invincible, God. Can I get a different word then?
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to God.
Yeah, fact. Shoreline.
All right, I'm gonna have to read the dictionary.
The beach, nigga.
The beach. Oh, the shoreline. Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Shoreline.
Okay. Shoreline. Soon.
See? Soon. You were picking up what I was
thinking. I'm sorry, and I'm not an idiot.
No.
Idiot. By far. This is ending on a sour note, bro. This is sad.
Sour puss. Sour man.
Pussy Willow.
Willow puss.
Do you ever see the movie Willow?
Okay, I got it.
Did you ever see the movie Willow?
Yes.
All right, you got to go.
The pig face.
I got to pee. Yeah. Oh, you got to pee.
All right, well, bro.